If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's going to be in the mid-20s tonight with some snow coming, and all through the weekend, my pal Demetrius Ivory has all you need to know. Demetrius, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty well. The snow is, I don't know if it's outside your window yet, but it's outside most people's window.
Yeah, already. And, you know, I feel like you have to have a big one, and I know, you know, big snowstorm.
Yeah.
To let these little things over the weekend just be like, nah, it's some more snow. It's the first one. Are we canceling school? Schools are closing? It's like, you know, and your kids are getting all excited about it.
I'm like,
you know, we're going to get 3, 4, or 5 inches of snow. I got a shovel. Right. I've got a snow blower. And you got boots. We're going to school.
Right. It's amateur night. We just haven't had it, right? I mean, we have gotten so many messages. We forecasted 3 to 6 inches of snow. And we threw that out there. Almost two weeks before this system came, and never had to change it. O'Hare got 2.9.
I know that's nothing.
Nothing. But I mean, you know, the forecast was for 3 to 6, and then up towards Wakanda and all that, they got a little over 6. So the forecast basically verified, except if you look, you know, towards, you know, Kankakee, Orland Park, where we only got about 2 inches of snow. And it's people like, well, we canceled school because of this. And it's like, well, I don't know. How else you can say 3 to 6?
Well, it's also the Chicagoland forecast, and that's why there's a range for that. I know we here at the radio station manage the school closings list and stuff, and we get more phone calls asking if their school is closed rather than just going on the website and finding out from your own school. But every kid, my kid, and my fiance's son, my future stepson, he said, you know, they all think they're just going to be off of school. And, you know, they're already off of school for President's Day. You can get through the snow.
You can do this. And we always joke, you know, in the weather center because, and you know, being in this business, we forecast the weather. We don't promote it, okay? We're not the ones making, you know, with the deep voice guy, winter storm reaches Chicago. We don't do that stuff. You know, we just get up there and, you know, all these bells and whistles go off, and then we get up there and say 3 to 6, and then it's the bells and whistles go back off again. You know, so it's always one of those things where when it's a snowstorm like this, you know, we have to give the warnings, we have to give the advisories. Yeah. If the National Weather Service misses on those, you know, it's my job to say it regardless. Say what the warning or advisories are.
So it's funny. I feel you and I get it, but I did yell at the top of the show at 6 o'clock to my traffic, Mary Vandeveld, because it took me way too long to get in here today.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. You know, terrible. So what I try to do a lot is talk about the impacts. You know, yes, it's 3 to 6 inches of snow, but is it going to make your drive home twice as long because it's coming during rush hour?
Right.
That is the impact, you know, and we try to focus on that. But, you know, you should see my email box. I mean, people, you know, I was off Monday, and, you know, on Monday you said there would be 10 inches of snow. I don't think I've ever forecasted 10 inches of snow for Chicago.
For anybody,
and it's like, and it's like, well, actually, I was off sick.
Yeah.
You know, oh, no, that was you.
That's got to be fun.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun. What are we seeing tonight? Because I don't, you know, I'm outside at the studios here looking outside the 18th floor. I don't see much going on maybe downtown in the city here along the Chicago River. Yeah. Yes.
You will very soon. Snow. And it is, you know, you should have it. Are you sure that you don't have a roof or a dome covering you right now? So we have snow.
Oh, maybe a little bit.
No, nah.
I'm facing my producer, not the window. But yeah, there's a little bit going on.
You should see O'Hare.
Really?
I don't know if the visibility there is down to about a mile, maybe less. So maybe some problems there. They either turned off the runway lights, or we just can't see. No, they're back on. But yeah, right up along there from Allstate Arena, we have a weather bug camera there, and you can't even see. You can't even see across the highway. So it is snowing right now. It's kind of a spectacular burst that's coming through. We'll get upwards of 3 inches possible north, Lake County and those areas, Lake County, Illinois, south, right around 1 inch or so. So, and this is all going to press out, we think, close to midnight, or if not even before midnight. And then temperatures go up for tomorrow. And then a second round comes our way and brings us another 1 to 3 inches of snow, kind of it's nuisance snow. It's kind of stretched out from like Saturday afternoon through early Sunday morning.
Yeah. And where's Skilling and all this? Is he in Hawaii still?
Skilling is in Hawaii. You'd be, you know.
He's still doing weather out there, by the way. Did you?
he still does sometimes. But you know, I tried to, you know, I love Skilling. You know,
absolutely.
When he retired, it broke my heart because I kind of felt like my job was to make sure that he was able to, you know, if he wasn't feeling well, I'd step in. You know, if there was just a whole lot going on and it was a lot for him, you know, I'd step in. I thought that I was like the guy to keep the guy going, you know, the ultimate backup quarterback. But when he retired, you know, I said, well, why don't we just, you know, why don't we talk all the time about forecasting and weather and, you know, keep, you know, every day, like whenever there's a storm, we'll bring you back. And he's like, I don't even look at that stuff that much anymore.
So when do you get to, I mean, you work Monday through Friday, obviously, like when do you get to go celebrate Valentine's Day with your lady?
Let's see. I work till 10:30.
Yeah.
So I kind of get the day off for that. But yeah, as far as shopping goes, yeah, I just got that done right now. You know, it's a typical,
typical guy.
Yeah, yeah. I get to all day. So for me, it's not, you know, it sweeps. Valentine's Day is during ratings. So
that's
news
right.
People can't take a day off during sweeps.
So March.
Right. We'll celebrate in March, and everything will be on clearance too. All the Valentine's
Day.
That's very
true.
So I've never had a Valentine's Day off unless it was a weekend or something like that. But how about this year on a Friday?
Yeah, bonus. I know. Well, bonus for the restaurants in the city, especially, you know, if people are out already. It was a little brutal getting downtown. If people are out already, you're okay. You're just going to hit it pretty much on the way home. But restaurants all over the city, I mean, just based on what they've been through, I love that people are going to be doing it probably yesterday, today, tomorrow through the weekend. So it's bonus time for everybody.
Okay, and help me out here. Let's set the mood here, okay? You know, it's Friday in Chicago, Valentine's Day. It's a cold night, but the temperatures will be warming during the overnight. We're getting there, right?
Yeah, you're
saying. There's a blinding snowstorm.
Won't be able to get out of your house.
This Mother Nature has literally given you a pitch down the middle. You know, I mean, come on, you can't mess this up.
You cannot mess this up. You can't. And I get out late too, but I'm going to try to hit dinner tonight. We'll see. I don't think I have sweeps here at the radio station, but I'm going to try to get out of here and get to dinner. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes? Am I interrupting your dinner, your lunch, something?
My shopping. I got you.
Stick around for just a couple more minutes. More with Demetrius Ivory right after this on 720 WGN. WGN. Demetrius Ivory, do you have a jingle over there? Do they give you one?
No, I don't have one. They play music underneath weather. You know, we all see that with Paul Conrad.
Yeah.
So when I first got here, I was like, hey, can you always play rap?
Okay.
And Mike, our audio guy, he would always have a rap instrumental under, you know, all the time. And I was like, this is pretty cool.
I love it. I love it. I play when I enter a room usually. I just have it on my phone.
Yeah. What song is it?
I don't know. It's just a jingle that said Dave Plyer.
Oh.
It's a choir.
You got to have that, though.
You got to have that.
What was it? Like a quartet singing that?
It was a quartet. Yes, in the basement here.
Who sprung for the money for that? Or was it someone's kid?
You know, I think I personally, because I only do weekends here, I think I just got thrown in with a group. Hey, while you're in there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Who's next? And then they made the contingency plan just in case they got rid of you. They said somebody else.
That's some backups. Place name here. Well, you talk about that. So I do doing a little trivia with my guests.
I love it.
A little bit. And I asked you, like, what was like that junior high school, senior high school year, 91, 92? So I got a little trivia from
junior,
that.
Senior.
Right? Yeah, senior.
Well, junior.
All right, we got the match game music going. All right, here's my first question, because you mentioned rap music. All right, so what was the highest? No, let me find it here. Let me where I have it. Okay, what was the top R&B song of 1992? Was it I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Keep It Coming by Keith Sweat, or Black or White by Michael Jackson?
I Will Always Love You.
Absolutely right. That's absolutely right. Okay. What was the most popular television show in 1992? Was it Home Improvement, 60 Minutes, The Simpsons, or Roseanne?
Home Improvement.
Yeah, 60 Minutes.
Oh.
We don't have our buzzers and stuff. Do we in there? Okay, let's try to find this. Oh, okay, there we go. There we go. All right. What was the highest grossing film in 92? Was it Aladdin, Batman Returns, Lethal Weapon? God, this seems like a million years ago. Mm-hmm. Or A Few Good Men?
Batman Returns.
Close. Aladdin.
Aladdin.
You found the buzzer.
That was pretty good, too.
That was good. Top song of the year in 1992. So high school year, senior year. Save the Best for Last by Vanessa Williams. Baby Baby Blue by TLC. Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. Or End of the Road by Boys
End
Juno.
Of the, well, that was...
no, you...
It was End of the Road?
Yes,
because that was 90. Because that was... Cause that, that had a 2-year stretch there.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, that song was out forever.
Yes.
All right. These. Who won the Super Bowl in January of 1992? Was it the Rams, the Bills, or what they were called, the Redskins?
At the Bills. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, I'd say Washington Redskins with Doug Williams.
It was the Redskins for sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. I got a couple Cleveland ones for you here.
Well, the Cleveland didn't win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you that.
They
much.
Did not. No, they did not. All right. When did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame open? Was it 92? Was it 94 or 95?
Never been there.
No way.
Well, I've been. We used to hang out outside all the time.
It's a cool park.
It's a cool place. Yeah, we used to hang out. Never been there because it was so overpriced for it's like we live in this town and we got to pay $70. Mm-hmm. So I think it was 92.
It was 92.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it was. It was 92. Who was the mayor of Cleveland in 92? Was it Thomas Burke, Michael R. White, or Justin Bibb?
Michael Wright.
It was Michael Wright. That's correct. Where's our ding ding? Come on, you got to stay on top of this. There we go. All right. What TV show ended in 1992? So you're probably paying attention in high school. You're not watching TV. You're not doing that.
Right.
You're
probably listening to music. I wasn't watching 60 Minutes.
No, you probably weren't. What TV show ended in 92? Was it Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, Saved by the Bell, or The Wonder Years?
It's not The Wonder Years because, you know, oh, man.
You're right.
She was so bad to him. I wouldn't have to get over her. She was so bad to him.
He married somebody else. They both married some other people.
Oh, good. Because she did not deserve him.
Good.
What was her name?
Winnie.
Winnie did not.
No.
She did not deserve him. But anyway.
Agree. Agree.
So it wasn't The Wonder Years. It was probably the Tonight Show. Was that when Jay Leno jumped in?
It was. It was 1992. Nice job. All right. Who was the biggest pop music artist of 92? Was it Bobby Brown, Elton John, Celine Dion, or En Vogue?
92, I'd say.
Connected to the top song of the year.
Huh.
They're related. They got married.
Oh, so Bobby Brown.
It was Bobby Brown.
Okay,
that's right.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
For the help there.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, this one's interesting because I didn't know this, but it's an interesting one anyway. How many websites were up and running by the end of 1992? Was it 27,500? We're talking 1992, or 10?
If there were even 10.
No, very good. It was 10 is right.
There you go.
Were you into video games back then?
Of course.
What was the top game of 92? Was it
Madden?
Patrick came up with this. Minecraft, Mortal Kombat, or Dune 2?
I think it was Dune 2 back then.
Oh, it was Mortal Kombat.
Oh, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, were you watching SNL?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
I guess it would come on while I was getting dressed sometimes.
All right, I'm gonna skip that one. This one's just another interesting one from 92. How many, because you weren't here, but how many gallons of water you think spilled into the Pedway throughout the entire Chicago loop during the Great Chicago Flood? That was 92. 260,000 gallons, 250 million gallons, or a billion gallons?
Not a billion. I think it was 200. I think we're talking millions here.
Yeah, it was 250 million because Marshall Fields in the basement was floating.
Wow.
At that point. Let me see if I got one more for you. Oh, Rose Bowl. Who won the Rose Bowl? Would that be something you might remember?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I don't remember, but if you give me some options here. Wait. Rose Bowl. That was USC.
Are you on your phone?
No, I'm way too. I talk to text.
Okay.
So, and you see how often I text back.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Michigan, Northwestern, or Miami?
The Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would have to be Michigan. Desmond Howard knows that.
It was Michigan.
Yeah. Oh,
it was, no, it was Miami. No, my bad. It was Miami. It was Miami.
What was Miami doing in the Rose Bowl?
All right, last one. Most popular male baby name of 92.
Oh, yeah, this will be easy.
Okay, all right. Josh, Joshua, Michael, Luke, or Christopher?
Oh. See, that was back when it wasn't like, we didn't have the crazy. Logans.
And
the,
no, we did not.
The Lanes.
It was basic.
Blaine.
So let me say again, it was basic.
Yes, yeah, it was very
Joshua,
basic.
Joshua, Michael, Luke, Christopher, basic.
So I think Mike. I think this is probably one of the last years of Mike.
It was Michael know? For sure. It was
yeah,
Michael
yeah. for sure. And now it's changed to, you know. Who,
whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe Apple, I hear it on the soccer field. I hear it on the football field.
Connor, Jordan, it's all, everybody's different. You know,
oh, that's way cool too names. Common from what I'm hearing
oh,
out
really?
There.
Oh,
yes, yeah. absolutely. All right, Demetrius Ivory, catch him every night on WGN TV News. Go shopping, my friend. Thanks for letting me keep you a little bit, and have a great weekend.
All right, I owe you a night out, too.
I appreciate that. Let's go do it.
All right.
Thanks, brother. All right, take care.